The events marking the centennial of Albert Einstein's theory of relativity have been held around the world. And tomorrow in Tempe, ASU's Origins Project is hosting a panel called Einstein's Legacy, celebrating 100 years of general relativity. Professor Lawrence Krauss leads the Origins Project and will be the event's moderator. Andy joins me now. Professor Krauss, other than his physical appearance, most people think of E equals MC squared when they think of Einstein. But that's not what his general theory of relativity is. That's different, right?
That's different. E equals MC squared was sort of the first thing he did that made him known among scientists. Most people don't realize that E equals MC squared, which is 1905, his miracle year, when as a literally unemployed physicist, he was a patent clerk, he published four papers, each of which changed physics, each of which could have won the Nobel Prize. And in fact, by the way, interesting, he never won the Nobel Prize for relativity. But E equals MC squared was 1905. That began to make him well-known and got him a job as a physicist and as ultimately as a professor. But he was not known around the world till, in fact, about 1919, when his general theory of relativity had already been completed and one of the greatest pieces of work any scientist has done since Newton. But even then, it wasn't until, and it's kind of poetic, it was a British expedition, after World War I, a British expedition went and down to South America to look at an eclipse because he had predicted that the theory of relativity predicts that space is curved in the presence of matter. And that meant that light travels in curved trajectories. So light from stars behind the sun could curve around the sun and you could see stars behind the sun. But of course, you can't see them when the sun is shining. So they waited for an eclipse and then they saw stars that they knew were behind the sun. And it was tested by Sir Arthur Stanley Eddington. But I think the poetry was that a British expedition tested the ideas of a German scientist right after World War I. And that announcement that his prediction was correct was on the front pages of papers around the world. And he became an instant celebrity. That's what made Einstein Einstein.
Have you ever had a hypothetical conversation in your head with Einstein almost saying, think about the impact that you've had. And do you ever think about saying how you'd want to tell him about the impact the general theory of relativity's had on what's come after it?
Well, you know, it would be nice to ask him what result most satisfied and surprised me. You should know that general relativity is almost unique in the sense that he was working in more or less isolation on a very theoretical idea. And people seem to think there was no empirical basis. There is an empirical basis. But still, there was very little contact because general relativity is manifest only on scales where the gravity is incredibly strong, and we don't experience that here on Earth. Most people may think gravity is strong when they try and wake up and get to work in the morning, but it's very weak. It's the weakest force in nature. When he first wrote his theory down, one thing he did do a calculation of, which is a weird and obscure effect. It's kind of amazing he knew about it. Mercury, which is the closest planet to the sun, orbits the sun. But its orbit precesses. That means orbits are elliptical, and that means they sort of have bumps at either end. They're not perfectly circular. And the position of those bumps moves around in a circle over time, so it precesses. Well, that wasn't understood. Newton's theory of gravity didn't give such a thing. And there are lots of effects that could have produced it, perhaps. But when Einstein developed general relativity, he thought, well, I'm changing the nature of gravity slightly. Let me calculate, and it produced exactly the precession of Mercury. And at that time, he said basically he had heart palpitations. He almost fainted because then he really knew he was describing nature.
Legend has it, of course, that Newton was sitting under an apple tree and got hit on the head. Did Einstein have any legendary moments that were supposed to tie to the theory of relativity?
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, he's talked a lot of relativity he did by what's called Gedanken experiments because that's a thought experiment in German. Because, of course, there weren't experiments. You couldn't travel near the speed of light. You couldn't. So one of the things he started to think about when he was 16, different than many 16-year-olds nowadays, was what would it be like to be sitting on a light ray? What would the world look like? And that led him to the special theory of relativity. And what led him, the thought experiment in some sense that led him to general relativity, was what happens in an elevator in space. You know, when everyone's had the experience of being in an elevator, and when it starts to go up, you suddenly feel heavier, right? And so if you're in an elevator in empty space and it starts to accelerate upward and there are no windows, you're pushed down to the floor. But how do you know that's not gravity? And so that was the thought experiment that got him going on this. And it's beautiful that because I think everyone can appreciate those kind of things. So for him, it was that. And he said when he was a kid, I think when he got magnets, I think a lot of people, you know, that fascinated him with science. But So it wasn't there wasn't the apple tree moment, but there were the thought experiment moments.
Arizona State University professor Lawrence Krauss, he's the head of the Origins Project at ASU. We've been talking about the event taking place Friday night at Gamage. It's called Einstein's Legacy, celebrating 100 years of general relativity. Professor Krauss, thanks.
Thanks. It's been great.